with SRN News. I'm John Scott. The Federal Reserve leaving its key short-term interest rate unchanged for the fifth time this year. That's despite repeated calls from President Trump for a cut. Two Fed governors dissented in favor of a cut. The decision leaves the key short-term rate at about 4.3%, where it has stood after the central bank reduced it three times last year. Speaking with reporters, White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett says he's pleased with the report on last quarter's economic growth, a 3% annual pace from April through June.
It's really one of the best GDP announcements and releases that you could imagine, because there's blockbuster growth way above expectation, and there's also a real almost collapse in inflation. It went down by about 1.5% all the way down to 2.1%, which is the Fed's target.
White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett. After months of negotiations, President Trump threatening India with a big increase on tariffs. Jennifer King has more.
President Trump has announced he'll impose 25% tariffs on goods from India. Posting on Truth Social, the president says there will also be an additional penalty import tax starting on Friday because India continues to buy Russian oil and military equipment, which enables Moscow's war in Ukraine. Trump says India is our friend, but its tariffs are far too high on U.S. goods. Last year, the U.S. trade deficit with India rose nearly 5.5% to close to $46 billion. Jennifer King, Washington.
The worst appears to have passed for many areas after an 8.8 magnitude earthquake hit eastern Russia. Small tsunami waves hit Japan, Hawaii, and the U.S. West Coast. There were no deaths reported. On Wall Street, stocks have been up and down. The Dow is now 28 points lower. The NASDAQ is up 83. This is SRN News. Americans talk about trust.
A new Gallup poll finds that the institutions people have the most faith in are small business and the military. But trust in churches and religious institutions is rising a bit. The Gallup survey reports that more than two-thirds of the general public believes that organized religion is a trustworthy institution. Republicans are a lot more likely to trust the church, 64% versus 21% for Democrats. Independent voters stand at 30%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
French authorities are trying to establish whether a group of young French citizens were removed from a plane bound for Paris from Spain because they're Jewish. The Spanish airline Vueling has denied the claims. Several dozen French passengers were kicked off a flight leaving the Spanish city of Valencia for Paris. And that's for what Spanish police and the airline described as unruly behavior. This is SRN News. 3 days of investigative hearings on the deadly mid-air collision between a military helicopter and a passenger plane over Washington began this morning and may reveal new insights into the crash. Representative Tim Burchett is on the mend after suffering a horse-related snafu.
The Tennessee Republican was accidentally kicked by a horse while working on his farm over the weekend, according to his office. While the 60-year-old Congress member's injuries include a broken rib and bruising, Press Secretary Will Garrett says Burchett isn't holding his horses when it comes to his work schedule. Garrett says a lawmaker hasn't missed a beat. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Union Pacific wants to buy Norfolk Southern in an $85 billion deal that would create the first transcontinental railroad in the U.S. Any deal would be closely scrutinized by antitrust regulators that have set a very high bar for railroad deals. That's after previous consolidation in the industry led to massive backups and snarled traffic. More details at srnnews.com.